Let's have a look at attraction strategy. Okay, so let's have some fun then with attraction strategies. Two types of attraction strategy. You've obviously got the how do you know someone, I should say, is attractive. Do you have in attractive? Because I do. You do? Yeah, okay. So how do you know someone is attractive? So i.e. how do you know to be attracted to someone? What has to happen, you know? And then also you've got, importantly, how do you know someone finds you attractive? Think about it, you know, how do you know someone finds you attractive? You say, okay, so ask the question. So can you think of a time recently where you met someone, you found them really attractive? What was it that caused you? What was the very first thing that caused you to be attracted to them? This role plays out with someone. Who's here, for example, met someone recently that were caused to them to be really attracted to someone? It's just like, yeah. What happened recently? What was that? What was it? An event recently, or you met someone for the first time? Or?
In the summer, There we go.
In the summertime.
Standing up.
Yeah, that's cool.
But I might be blocking out. Okay.
Good. So tell me, what was the very first thing that you noticed that caused you to find this person attractive?
I think it was his eyes, actually. He's kind of like very sparkly blue eyes, like very light.
Sparkly blue eyes, very light. Okay, so we got a visual representational system, and we got some more fine distinctions, submodalities. Sparkly blue eyes we have, yeah, okay. And it may not be necessarily blue, that may not necessarily do it. If it was brown eyes, it may still have worked, obviously. Okay, so what else? What was the very next thing that happened? I mean, did you know at that point just because his eyes were attractive, or was there something else that happened that caused it to find him even more attractive?
Well, we were doing an exercise, actually. It wasn't a seminar. So we were doing an exercise, and part of the exercise, he's quite sensitive, and I did a bit of kind of like caring stuff for him, I think. I associated with his pain. He was talking about a very painful story, and so I kind of got sucked in there. I think that might have happened first, actually. And then it's the blue eyes. First of all, it's blue eyes. Yeah, because we were doing exercise together, and I turned to him and I thought, thank God for that. It's someone who's got a bright personality, and not someone.
Is that
who's
bright personality? What's that? That's a visual. Yes, yeah, bright personality, okay.
Yeah.
Good. So we definitely got visual first.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. And then what was the next thing? Did you say something to yourself? Did he say something to you? Did you get, was it a feeling inside? Did you touch him in some way?
Well, I wasn't looking for anyone. So, then it was my sympathy for his seeing that he was an emotional person, that he was connected to his emotions. Yeah. Okay.
How did you see that?
I think he cried, actually.
Okay.
Okay, guys, it's fine to cry.
Okay, good.
For me, anyway. So. Yeah.
So okay, so he cried, so he showed some emotion. Okay, great. So what was the very next thing?
I think he did a bit.
Was it anything about the way he looked at you, for example?
He did a bit of flirting, actually, and it was
how specifically? How did he do that? This is the bit now. This is probably the attraction strategy here.
If I'm kind of going into the picture and it doesn't make sense, it's like definite eyes and smile, the two things.
Eyes and the smile.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So what was it about?
And laughter, actually.
Okay, great. So we got
like laughter and kind of lightness.
Good, so we've got eyes, we know about the eyes already. Was it saying about the way he looked at you, for example, with those eyes?
Kind of a knowing look, I guess.
A knowing look.
Yeah.
So would it be like a sense of, you're saying knowing, so are we saying like a sense of certainty, for example, in his eyes? There's like a masculinity in his eyes, perhaps, or something like that?
Yeah, I guess so. Quite a lot of confidence, I think.
Confidence? Okay, so he looked self-assured in the way he looked at you. So he wasn't, flirty with his eyes, for example, all over the place. He was like...
Yeah.
Attention on you kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah? Good, okay. So what about the smile? What was it about the smile?
Well, it goes with a kind of laugh type thing.
So how was the laugh? What was that? If you describe the laugh.
Kind of like an inward laugh, actually.
Okay.
It's like an
so
laugh.
If you could do it, how would that be?
Oh God, I can't actually. I don't think.
It's a limiting belief. Just get rid of it. Be flexible and go for it.
Oh my God.
You won't know until you do it.
No. Okay. Okay. I know it's not like that at all. I don't know.
So how would you like describe the laugh? What would it have? What qualities does it have?
Musical.
What meaning
musical.
Did you give? Musical.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. So we've got some interesting about auditory stuff mm-hmm. there. Can you get that? Yes. So auditory. What else? What was the very next thing that happened?
I think I wanted to touch him, actually.
You
this
wanted
point.
To touch him.
Well, actually, it might have been a day later or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Great. So you touched him.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when you touched him, what happened there? What was it about the touch? What did you notice about the touch? Was he cold, for example? Was he warm?
Oh, warm. Definitely warm-blooded. Yeah.
Okay. Great. So we got some. We got quite a few information there. Great. Give her a hand
Thank
for
you.
That. Very nice. Somebody else. Caroline. Good. So yeah. Excellent.
Go ahead.
So good. So, have you met anybody recently? that
yes.
Recently, obviously, is in your own time definition. But have you met anybody recently that you found really attractive?
Yes.
Yeah, great. So, what was it? What was the very first thing about this person that caused you at the time? So, as you do that, go back to that time now in your mind. Step okay. in through your own body, see it through your own eyes.
Okay.
As you do that, do you have a picture?
I do.
Good. So. What was the very first thing that caused you to know that that you were attracted to this person?
A certain energy.
A certain energy.
Yeah,
okay. So,
it's
so
a
what
feel
did you
of energy.
What did you notice that caused you to have that energy? What was it?
Somebody that was open and a giving spirit and just totally confident about themselves.
So how did you know that? What had to happen outside of you to know that was happening? What was the very first thing?
Something that I saw.
Okay, what was it that you saw?
And something that I felt. What did I see? I just saw someone moving freely and just being totally comfortable with themselves.
Okay, good. So you saw them moving freely.
Yes.
How did you see them moving freely? Give me the if you could describe that or show me, how would that be?
Just someone that was just walking without any inhibitions about themselves. Just
okay, so what does it look like? Does it look like this?
No, not like that. I want to show you.
Yeah, I want you to show me. Yeah, I want you to show me. Did you notice the anchor though? Like, you know, like you show him.
It's my turn.
Great. So, just show me what.
Someone that was just walking, happy and free. Hi, everyone.
So, like,
yeah.
A really sort of sense of.
Yeah, just confident, walking, free spirited. Yes.
Okay, great. Got that. Great. So that's fine. So, what was the very next? So, we got this. You saw them, and the first thing you noticed about them. Now, what about the angle that you saw them from? How important was that in terms of where you were positioned? Where was your position in this person? For example, did you see them from the side? Front on, where was it? As you remember in your own mind now, what was that like?
Front on.
Front on.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So they were walking toward you?
Yes.
Okay, great. Good, so they walked towards you. What's the very next thing that happened that caused you to that attraction to build inside of you?
Something that he said.
Something that he said?
Yes.
Okay, good. So we got visual and the submodality is the way he walked.
Yes.
Okay, and we got some, and the way he walked with the final distinction was free. It was like, that's a label, of course, but it's free spirit. So it's got kind of rigid and stiff, for example, but you know, free and relaxed and, you know, with himself, for example, I guess. Yes. Sort of like, you know, totally at one with himself. Yeah.
Yes.
Good. Okay, so something that he said.
Yes.
Okay, what was it that he said?
He paid me a compliment.
He paid you a compliment.
Yeah,
okay.
I like compliments.
Great. So what was it about the compliment? What was it that he said specifically?
I'm loving.
Said, I love your shoes.
I love your shoes. That'll do it. Great. Now, what was it? Okay, so what if he came up to you and said, I love your shoes? Would that have done it?
No, that wouldn't do it.
Okay, so what was it about the voice itself? Can you replay that for me as much as you can?
There were a lot of things going on at the time, so it was in the middle of a big hug.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Great. So hold on for a second. So we need to rewind. So it was in the middle of a big hug.
Yes.
So had you hugged him at this point, or was this pre-hug?
It was during the hug.
During the hug.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ask him.
Great. So obviously he'd seen the shoes before.
Oh, yes, yes.
So he came up and he hugged you.
Yes.
So the hug came first.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So let's talk about the hug now. What was it about was there anything about the hug, for example, that caused you to feel attracted?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's congruency, by the way. So what was it about the hug? If you could describe the hug, how was that?
It was strong.
Strong.
It was powerful.
Strong and powerful, yeah.
Yeah, it was connected. I felt connected.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just that little bit longer than it needed to be.
Yeah, right. I understand, yeah. So just that the extra moment of like, yeah. Oh, hang on, this might mean something special or something like that.
Yeah,
yeah, baby!
Great. Okay, so we have the hug.
Yeah.
And then what happened next?
And then he said, I like your shoes. They're very pretty.
Okay, so like your shoes or love your shoes? Because it was love your shoes a minute ago. I love your shoes or I like your shoes?
I love your shoes.
I
actually.
Love your shoes.
Yes.
Okay. Did he do anything else when he said it with his physiology?
Laughter. Yes.
At the same time.
Yes.
So a big smile on his face at the same time?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, good. Okay, great. What was the very next thing that happened that caused you to feel really, really attracted?
Okay, I had a really good feeling as I walked off, and I think I was blushing. I was thinking, shit.
Uh-huh. Great. So that's it. We've got the feeling now. So that's it. We're finished up with the K there. So that was excellent. So we got visual, external, and the submodalities, way he walked.
Yes.
And then we had kinesthetic, external, as in the way he held me, for example. Mm-hmm. We got their strength, for example. And there was another word I think you used, strong and...
There's a confidence about it.
Connected was the word you used. Thank you. Strong and connected. Mm-hmm. And then it was also something to do with the length of the hug as well, as in it was just a little bit longer than it needed to be, is your words. And then he said, I love your shoes.
Yes.
He had a big smile on his face. Did you see his teeth as he was doing that? A big smile, so a very open face at the same time.
And,
laughter at the same time.
Does,
so laughter as he was saying the words?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good. Now, was he doing anything else with his body? Did he, for example, did he nod his head or did he said it? Or did he like, was there anything else going on with the posture at this point? What was the posture doing as he like, then because he said, I love your shoes. I'm guessing, did he say he loved you while he was holding you?
Yes.
Or while he was holding you.
Mm.
Okay, so he spoke to me while he was holding
you. Oh,
yeah.
I like that.
And where did he speak to you? Did he do it right in front of your face? Was it to your ear on the side?
To my ear.
In your ear.
My ears,
okay. What was the what was the loudness of it? Was it very loud? Was it soft? Was it a whisper? What was it like? The way the volume of that was.
Above a whisper, but it wasn't loud.
It was above a whisper and not loud.
Yes.
Okay, great. Was there anything else about the quality of the voice at all? I mean, we know it had laughter in it.
Yes.
It had a certain volume to it.
Chuckle, fun. Yes. It was fun loving, like laughter.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
And was it spoken fast, slow, or how would you describe the pace of the voice?
Normal pitch.
Yes. Okay, great.
There was energy in it. I love your shoes.
Right. Yeah. Great. So we have lots and lots of different things there. So great.
Yeah.
So if we wanted to be, now we know we've got that set up as an attraction strategy. Now we can actually, even though the bits in between could be different, we would know that she definitely needs to see the person first.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's important that she has some kind of physical connection next.
Yeah, spiritual as well.
So a connection.
Yeah.
So it could be touching, for example. Maybe like to be stroked on the arm, perhaps some kind of connection at some point so you feel in touch with this person. I guess if you couldn't have the touch, what would that be like if the person was doing all this stuff but they didn't touch you? Taking you all in, for example, and being at this distance here is not going to work, I'm guessing.
If somebody told me they left my shoes from over there,
it wouldn't work. Yeah, it has to be right in close, for example, for it to work. So
I knew it wasn't about my shoes, though.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah, great. So, and then we have obviously the voice and the quality of the voice are obviously very important as well. So all those things in that order and sequence will fire off the attraction strategy as best we can. So good. Give her a hand. Very nice.